It's time to head to the bullpen as our weekly talk with Andy Bullbarch about what's going on with the Lake Erie Crushers, the undefeated Lake Erie Crushers. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, not as great as the Crushers. I'm not 4-0, I guess, in a sense, but they came off a big game yesterday, another shutout. Talk about what's been happening with our Lake Erie Crushers for the season so far.
That's their second one of the season, so obviously they're pitching really well. And at 4-0, it's one of the best starts, if not the best start in franchise history also. They started 3-0 a couple years ago under Manja's first season as manager. But, I mean, at 4-0, they've done it a number of different ways. I mean, they've come through with some timely hits. I mean, the pitching obviously has been very, very good. And they gave up 5 runs in the opening day, and they haven't given up anything even remotely close to that since. So they have been scary good so far at the beginning of the season. And not mistaken, I think this is the first time they've opened up with 6 straight games at home, too. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it seems like they're all kind of settling into a groove. And again, the pitching has been fantastic. Mines loves to empty out the bullpen, so he uses pretty much all hands on deck. In the extra inning game a couple nights ago, he used 8 different arms, and on opening night, I think he used 7 different pitchers. So, I mean, he likes to use that bullpen on a daily basis, and so far, that's a formula that's worked.
That must be interesting, or kind of a good thing for all the pitchers out there, because they all have to sort of be ready to get the call.
Yes, that's exactly it. You have to be on your toes down in the bullpen. The only thing is, you hope that, you know, this isn't something that wears them out as we, you know, get deeper into the season. But you're right. I mean, right now, people have different opinions on what goes on down in that bullpen. But those guys know down there that they've got to be on their toes at all times, because Manja is not afraid to make that call down there and put something in the game at any given moment.
Right. They had yesterday's game was one of those early start games, so they've got a little bit of a time between the tonight and yesterday's game, the final one of the 3-game series in the Schaumburg Boomers, and then you head on to a road trip, so you'll be away from All-Pro for quite a while.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's going to be a 9-game road trip, rather, but it's spread out, though, I believe, over 11 days, so tonight is the last home game for a very long time. As a matter of fact, after they play at home tonight, they don't play another game at home until that Tuesday after Memorial Day. So they're going to be gone for a long, long time. So if you're thinking about coming down to the park tonight, just remember this is the last chance you'll have to see the Crushers down there until, like I said, the Tuesday after Memorial Day. And they'll be gone for a while, but that will, you know, that'll clear things out at the ballpark just so that they can get the MAC tournament through. And It's a 9-game road trip, which, you know, in some ways that could be interesting, because after playing so well at home, I mean, I think initially you think to yourself, well, is going on the road for a week and a half a good thing? But sometimes it can be good. You know, I think when you're on the road, it's a good team-building exercise. You know what I mean? You're forced to get to know your teammates really, really well, because you're with them so often. And it's not really a tough trip from a traveling perspective, because you go to Washington, PA, which is about 3 hours away, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And then they'll come back on the off day this coming Monday, and then they'll get on the bus, and they'll go back out to the Chicago area and take out Windy City. That's about a 5-hour trip. There's 2 day games mixed in there, too. So the first day in Windy City is an 8:05 start next Tuesday, but then the following Wednesday and Thursday, those are 11:35 a.m. starts. And then from there, it's up to Traverse City. It's about a 5-hour trip from Windy City, up to Traverse City. And then it's a weekend series next weekend in Traverse City. And, you know, that's not too far away either. So from a traveling perspective, it's not an awful trip.
Andy, when the guys go to Washington, PA, what do they do? Where do they go between the games?
Depends on the personality, I suppose. Some guys are okay just going back to the hotel and hanging out, watching TV, and just finding ways to kill some time, or, you know, getting their iPads out or their laptops out and, you know, just scouring the internet and, you know, playing on their phones, doing whatever it is they do. There is a casino about an exit or two away down in Washington. Now, I've not been, because it's not necessarily my thing, but, you know, there are some guys that will dabble with that on occasion if the game gets done early enough. If we're lucky enough to play a day game down there, Pittsburgh, of course, isn't all that far from Washington, maybe half hour, 25 minutes, something like that. So on occasion, if we're lucky enough to get a day game, some of those guys may try and shoot out to Pittsburgh to catch a Pirates game, but I don't think we're that lucky this time around.
We're talking this morning with Andy Bulbarch about the Lake Erie Crushers. As you mentioned, tonight is the final one with Schaumburg for this series, and then you head off onto the road trip. However, you'll be doing some games on WEOL. I know the next one for us will be the Washington Wild Things and the Crushers coming up on Sunday. I believe that's a 5 o'clock first pitch, so we'll have that for you there as well. So we'll be hearing from you and, again, talking with you next week, and hope the Crushers can maintain, you know, when you're undefeated, you'd like to see how long you can get that to go. We won't worry about if there is a loss, but things are going well for the Crushers this year.
Yes, things are really, really good so far, and hopefully when I talk to you guys next week, they'll be somewhere in the area of 15-0.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, thanks very much.
Why not?
Andy Bulbarch, who's getting his road traveling shoes ready, joining us this morning. Thanks, Andy. We'll talk again next week. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. It's